Help me welcome Brian Schick to The Voice. Brian, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, great. Buddy, we're going to get right to work. I've got three categories of questions that I want to ask you. So let me start with this. You've been hard at work with building materials, updating marketing pieces that you have, and concept software. You've been doing a lot of things. So can you give us a summary of what's new for 2011 coming out of your area?
Sure. I think 2011 is going to be an exciting year. It's going to open a lot of opportunity for our producers and the different firms associated with Partners Financial. And with that, we know it all kind of started back in December 17th of 2010 when we had the new estate tax update legislation get passed and go forward. So out of that, we've sent out some letters that the firm should have received that we co-drafted with our strategic partner, Greenberg Traurig. One is for client use, and then one is for advisor use. Both of those letters address specifically what we see, a little fortune-telling perhaps, of opportunities concurrent with the new tax law that's in effect for the next 22, 23 months. Following up with that should be released this week, hopefully. We have four or five pieces. You kind of address new tools, so we've gone to one-page summaries. We're going to talk about forgiveness of debt piece, which I think is a big planning opportunity for 2011, where someone might be able to use their credit or exemption amount, whether it be $5 million or $10 million with your spouse, to buy out of complicated planning opportunities and increase cash flow for additional sales inside vehicles such as trust. We have an installment sale piece coming out, which we'll talk about the way to supercharge an installment sale, again with the new specific to the new tax law. We also have something called a clawback, which is an issue that I think will probably be resolved by the government pretty quickly, maybe even this year, but it could be a potential issue if it's not resolved in 2013. But we talk about why a client is no worse off going ahead and taking this advantage today. It's important to understand, I think, you have sophisticated advisors out there, and they want to, our firms want to be able to talk intelligently about and address these issues and show that they're in the forefront of the thought process. Also, we have a pretty neat, unique piece I'm very excited about. It's co-developed with Michael Penny and our team here, and it talks about the power of gifting this year, again, subject to the new rules. And I think with these four or five tools coming out this week, the client letter, the advisor letter, some of the Obama tax update summaries we've put out, the firm should be well positioned in the first quarter to go out and take advantage of these unique opportunities over the next 23 months.
Very good, Brian. Now, I know it's not you behind the curtain doing all this work. So can you give us just a little update on your team? You know, who's there with you? What are they doing? How do we get a hold of them?
No, absolutely. That's a great point, Mike. I mean, we have a fantastic team here behind us and the whole Partners organization here in Austin in particular. But specifically on the advanced markets team, we have Leilani Van Alken, which I know a lot of the firms work with. She's one of the best in the business when it comes to putting together custom fabricated analysis, integrating multiple strategies. So phone, voicemail, email. She's available for the more complex cases as well as to consult on. I've kind of got a guy case and I need to talk about some ideas. Also on our team, Steve Larson, a planning attorney, which is very unique from a perspective that he actually practiced in California for 8 years, drafting estate planning documents, et cetera. So he kind of brings a real live boots on the ground mentality approach to estate planning. He's available again. I worked with him today with several of the firms just giving quick technical answers. If the firms have a question about a specialty market, and let's define that as private premium financing, life settlements, or they heard of a particular strategy via seminar, or client, or advisor, Amanda Zukowski would be an excellent choice there. Again, email works best, or phone calls work. Behind them, we have several other people. We have Martha Wellborn, been in the business 30-some years, and she's probably one of the top illustration specialists in the country. She can really make software do things we didn't think were possible as far as design illustrations specific to strategies. Along with that, we have Jackie Estrada, Chris Stiegel, and Keith Miller, who are absolutely extremely talented when it comes to putting together presentations. Some of the things that we mentioned earlier, The Michael Penny example is something that's built. We have the programmers in-house. We control the technology, and we have quick turnaround times. So that's a kind of a quick overview or summary of the team, but really a fabulous group, very creative group, and we bring a lot of expertise in different areas together, hopefully with unique solutions that help drive sales for the partners membership.
Good. All right. Give us a little insider information. You are always tinkering around, testing out something new for the benefit of members. So what's back in the lab? Tell us what you got. What are you working on?
Back in the lab, we're excited this year. I'm glad you brought that up. For 2011, a couple things. One, we will be able to, I believe, by the end of March, we'll probably preview it at the fall conference the first week in March, be able to actually brand a lot of these materials that are on the website. In other words, the firms will be able to go out there, find a piece that they like, actually upload or import their logo and put it right there on the piece. I know that was a big ask from the firms, so we'll be able to deliver on that. Along with that, they'll be able to create a microsite. In other words, they'll be able to select three pieces on some subject area, let's just say a buy-sell, for example, brand it with their logo, and then send a link out either to the client or their advisor that appears as if it came from their website that has these attachments, has a note on it from them as well. So that's kind of exciting. Along with that, what I think I'm most excited about in 2011 is we have now created a strategic illustration platform. And what I mean by that, it uses concepts. And where we've been limited in the past via from carrier software, third-party software, and that's why we made the decision to go forward and create it in-house on our own platform, is the ability now to take multiple planning concepts, premium finance with a grad exit, private finance, private split dollar, whatever it may be, four or five concepts, illustrate that and roll it together in one presentation with the ability to manipulate several data points along the way. And I think that's really going to be an industry first and unique, and I think hopefully that will be well received. We did test it this year and had some really tremendous response from the advisors because we show all sides of the equation and really paint a good picture for the client and the advisor.
Awesome. Well, when you're excited, I'm excited, Brian. So put yourself in the incomparable, outspoken shoes of Mike Penny for a second. And you're looking across the landscape at your clients, at what's going on in Washington, what the changes at carriers, the way the credit markets are flowing. You know, what do you see as opportunity for Mike Penny and others in this membership? Now, I'm just using Mike Penny as an example because he's easy to pick on. So, Mike, I hope you listen to the voice this time.
You know, we'll certainly be able to ask him, make sure, find out whether he did or didn't, right?
That's right.
I think what's going to be really unique this year is a couple things, maybe three or four. One is I think the partners membership's excited about the opportunities created by the new tax code over the next 23 months. And that's going to bring a sense of urgency to the wealth transfer market in general. Clients that they represent often at the various high levels of net worth are going to be motivated to take a quick stance or move very quickly with this new opportunities over the next 22 to 23 months. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And kind of where we went with our team here, we had, we put some numbers together, and we went back to the early 1900s, Mike, as you know, when the first exemption amounts came out. And we inflation-adjusted those, so we accounted for CPI every year all the way through 2010, and we found out the average exemption was right around $1 million. And today, with it being 5 or 10 with a spouse, your 9 standard deviations out. And we have pieces like that that we're going to send out, but that's really the opportunity. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for this generation to transfer wealth with a tax code that helps facilitate it. So I think another thing I'm excited about is the ease of which we'll be able to transfer wealth. Although we use complex structures in the past, this year, over the next 23 months, we won't have to use such complex structures because of the large amounts of money we can transfer free of generation skipping tax, free of gift tax, et cetera. So I think that, looking in the crystal ball and with the creativity of the membership, there'll be an unlimited amount of wealth transferred through these creative resources, but on a very simplified basis. So no longer do you have to have a 100-page document to transfer. It can literally be as simple as establishing a trust and writing a check and moving the money into it. And we can obviously do some other things off of that. But I think that's going to be a big opportunity going forward.
Thank you, Brian. And for the audience out there that's listening who don't know Mike Penny, when you see him in Dallas, you need to go up to him, shake his hand, look for that Mike Penny name tag. He is the only Orlando Magic fan I know that happens to be a Tar Heel from North Carolina. So thank you, Brian. Let me just say this. I'm glad you're on our team. You are a great asset to the organization. I know you are a friend of producers, and I'm just going to encourage our entire membership to continue to reach out to you and your team, bring you the great ideas, because you're truly taking action. You're integrating them into what things you're developing for the benefit of firms, and we appreciate it. So thanks for joining us on this edition of The Voice.
Hey, you're very welcome, and thank you for those kind comments.